Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of the Alison in Wonderland podcast. This is a day that I am usually radio silent. It is St. Patrick's Day, and it is also the anniversary of my mom's death. And this episode is to introduce a podcast topic segment that I am going to continue to have going forward. It is called Shit Not to Say When People Are Grieving. And it's very appropriate that today is the day that I announce this podcast segment. So this will be a segment where I speak with you about things that you should just not say to people when they're grieving. And also will read messages from listeners like you that have shared your experiences with me about just terrible things that you have had said to you while you were going through your grieving process. And I think that this is really an eye-opener for anyone that is trying to understand what to say. And I've told people that I have this shit not to say list, and their first response is like, okay, what do you say? Well, there's not any right thing to say. And I'm sure there's a million things out there that are like, this is the thing you should say. Honestly, just be there for the person. There's not going to be a right thing to say. Don't ask people how they're feeling because obviously they are experiencing a loss. They're not feeling great. And it's almost like you're trying to get them to make you feel better about how they feel by saying, this is, how are you feeling? But because of this being the very first podcast episode in this series, I wanted to really tell you what has led me to feeling that this is a very important topic to talk about on a regular basis. And that is that suicide is not selfish. I've lost my brother and my mother as a result of suicide, and anyone that has seen any of my podcast episodes knows that that is what has started my mental health advocacy journey. Now, I think that what's important for people to note is that my family's not perfect. And my mother and my brother both suffered from bipolar disorder. They both self-medicated. And in addition to other mental health issues and addictions, my mother was a pathological liar. And I know that that may sound mean or funny. I've seen SNL scripts where it's just very comical when you hear the person like always having something to say to everything, in response. And it is like, it's definitely one of those things that can be very comedic if you're not living in it. But when you're a child and you feel like you need to have a recording device to play back so your mom would believe that she really did say this thing or didn't say this other thing, it can be really stressful. And so I can understand how people in my life or that were in their lives may have had some negative feelings towards them. And I also had negative feelings, throughout my life about these things. And I did not understand mental health or mental illness. I didn't understand why things were the way they were. I think the number one piece of advice that I can give you when someone's grieving is that their loss and their grieving is so much more about them than the person that is gone. Now, that sounds a little backwards because, of course, it's about the person that is gone, but the way that you react to them is about how much you care about them. So when I told people about the loss of my brother, and I got a lot of responses that it was selfish, I did not know any better at that point. I didn't know anything about suicide. I had not done research. I felt shame and stigma and blame for what had happened. And I did not really know how to respond to that response. 3 years later, St. Patrick's Day, 2010, I lost my mother. And I did the same reach out and let people know that we had lost her and that it was as a result of suicide. And some people still responded with, that is so selfish. So I want you to think about this for a minute, because, wow, I very rarely get weepy on these things. Anniversary days, this is why I go radio silent. I want you to think about how it feels when, or how it felt when I reached out to someone that I cared about, that I felt was close enough of a friend or family member to be told the day that it happened that I had lost my mom as a result of suicide, and the immediate response be, that is so selfish. Your mom was always a selfish person. These are things that I was actually told while I was grieving, while I was in a hospital in Tennessee, working with organ donation advocates and working towards the process of removing her from life support and working towards, you know, trying to find someone to actually work with me with the $1,000 I had to get her cremated, because that's all I had. And so in those moments, it wasn't about how that person or those people in my life, those people in my life, I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to let it be raw. So there you go. The people in my life felt about my mom. I had people sit next to me in that hospital and talk about lies that my mother had said. And at that point, I already understood that she was a pathological liar. I understood the psychology behind it. And knowing that we were waiting for organ donation to take her off life support and have people sit next to me in the waiting room of the ICU and tell me the horrible lies that my mother had told and how just all of these things that she had done, and then have other people respond to my text messages or reply to me on a phone call about how selfish my mother was. That was not being there for me. And those people needed to be there for me and for the people that were grieving for the loss of my mother. And very similar with my brother, but I did not really understand at the time that it wasn't selfish. I had to do the whole psychological autopsy murder map in my brain to figure out pieces that went into it before I really understood that it wasn't a selfish thing. Kevin truly believed that when he said, don't mourn my loss, I'm going to a better place, that that is actually how we would feel, that we would understand he was going to heaven and we would be okay with the fact that we shouldn't mourn him, that he wouldn't be a burden to us anymore. And I think that it's just really important to note that through all kinds of losses, not just the losses as a result of suicide, people can be really insensitive about their words. And it is so much a think before you speak, you know, scenario. There was a celebrity that passed away a couple of months ago, and people immediately started lashing out online about how selfish his loss was. And I grieved so hard for his family. I didn't even know who he was before all of that happened, but his poor family, having to read those things and hear those things, that's so terrible. They're grieving the loss of someone that you loved. They are going through the what ifs. What if I had done this? And what if I had done that? They are blaming themselves. They are blaming other people. They do not need to blame the person that they lost as a result of a mental illness or mental distress. So, wow, guys, look at me. Weepy on St. Patrick's Day. This is how it always is every year. But I really just wanted to introduce the segment and let you know that the reason behind this segment are the things that I've heard while grieving that are just so terrible and hurt me more than if somebody had just not said anything. So I am not going to make this, you know, like an hour long episode. I think that It's really just meant to introduce the segment, and welcome any of you to send me an email with a story, of the just the terrible thing that maybe someone should not say when you're grieving, experiences, words, so many different things. This can be a loved one, this can be a pet. Having someone tell you, oh, you just lost your dog, is a terrible thing when they are your companion. I love my cats. I dread the day that they have reached the end of their lifespan because they are family and I love them. So this can be anything that someone has said or done, and it can be at any stage of your grieving process. And I think that that's, a really important thing is like, well, shouldn't you be through the stages of grief yet? Shouldn't you be past this? The stages of grief are crap. I'm sorry. They really are. Yes, there are stages, but the last one never goes away. You always grieve. You grieve through this roller coaster of emotions, probably for the rest of your life, depending on how you felt about that person. Look at me, 13 years later, I am getting weepy on St. Patrick's Day, the anniversary of my mother's death, talking about that, the hurtful things that people said to me after that happened. So I wanted to take the time to share this. I did not want to record it before today because I wanted it to be authentic and I wanted it to be raw and my true St. Patrick's Day feelings. And I really just wanted to make sure that everyone understands what this new segment of the podcast is about. And it doesn't have to only be letters. It can also be guest appearances. Oh, my phone's going off. I seriously am not going to edit any of this, so it's just going to be random. It doesn't have to just be letters. I just know that my podcast booking schedule is booked out for 6 months, which is amazing. I'm so glad that so many people are interested in joining the show. But I will add these as additional episodes that don't fall into the normal cadence. If you want to send me a letter, I don't have to announce your name. I can just read your story, read your letter, and then post it. I can mention you. I can tag you on social media. I can do whatever you want. Just make sure that those instructions are clear when you email me at allison@allisoninwonderland.com. Remember that the suicide crisis helpline 988 is available for call or text for everyone in the United States. And that is not just for if you need help, that is for if you need help for someone else. They can help you get local resources to help your loved one, your friend, a complete stranger that happened to reach out to you. That happens to me a lot. 988 can help you with that. They can help you if you're in one area and you are trying to help someone in a completely different area of the country. I have used the suicide crisis line for that before, for helping someone I did not know on the other side of the country find local resources. And that suicide lifeline is now the 3-digit code of 988. If you don't want to text or code and you want to get immediate help, 911, call 911, go to your nearest emergency room. They will help you if you're in a state of crisis. They will help your loved one if they're in a state of crisis. So 988 and 911. I hope that everyone has a really great day, and sorry for bringing you all down with your lucky, shamrocky Irish love of a day. This is my peace out day, and I generally do not interact online, so this is a big step for me interacting online in such a really big way, to introduce the podcast segment, Shit Not to Say When People Are Grieving. So, I love you all. Please share this and let other people know that this is available for me to share their stories.